B-Pod Studios.
It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
You can't
tell
Mike
Mikey
missed what you're fired up about.
Oh,
I'm fired up.
Yeah.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's keep going. Sound off.
All right, as we get into sound off, a reminder that the Mike Miss Show today was taken over by Mrs. T's Pierogies, the official, unofficial pierogi of National Pierogi Day. Sound off line, if you don't know it by now, you should, but it's 610-771-9705. And when you got something to say, you hit us up on that line, you leave a message, something that's bugging you or something that's, you know, you feel that needs to be presented to the public. Let's see what we have today.
Play call has been too erratic. It's too up and down. He won't stay with the run, but he had a Dougie Stewart moment when it was third and one, and instead of running the ball again to try to get the first down, he threw a short pass to Goddard that was incomplete. Then he tried to quarterback sneak it, and he got stopped. This guy continues to have no rhythm to his play call.
I don't necessarily think that was the wrong thing to do. Because on third and one, everybody's expecting you to run. So if you hit the tight end with a pass, that to me is a good play. You already decided you're going to go for it anyway. The conversion rate with Carson Wentz to the sneak. I don't know. I can't get mad at him for that.
Jay Gruden got fired by the Redskins. Somebody knows what to do. Apparently the Phillies owner does not know what to do. Doesn't have the brass.
Well, that's what it seems like. And I never thought that Ed Middleton could get himself caught up in, you know, like, I'm going to hurt Matt's feelings type of thing.
Gee, how about them Cowboys? They stink. That's what happens when they play a good team.
We still have that Cowboy obsession. Yeah?
Well, I think it's fair because they were coming out acting like they were just going to make this easy run this year.
They were puffing.
Yeah.
They did, but I like that they always disappear.
Once the light is shined on them,
they scatter.
They scatter.
2 days we haven't had a single Cowboys fan call.
No, but they may call after a couple weeks.
Yeah, they'll call.
Or not.
Yeah.
Stop this crap. Ben Simmons needs to shoot. He didn't shoot last year, and the Sixers were one bounce away from winning an NBA title.
That's the okay guy. He doesn't say okay with us.
Not a lot.
I actually said that exact line earlier in the show, that he's still a great player without him making a jump shot, and the Sixers can still win the East without him making a jump shot. But it would make it a lot easier if he expanded the game, because that expands the floor, and so other guys can flourish. See, that's not just the jump shot. It affects four other dudes.
Geez, with all the critiquing going on, you figured they would have lost? I say strap yourself in and enjoy the ride. Remember, they don't ask how. They ask how many.
All right.
So I guess you're saying a win is a win.
Okay. Yes.
Gabe Kapler, they got to get rid of that guy. I think everybody knows that. He's lost a lot of games for him. He doesn't know how to manage his pitching. If they get rid of Kapler, maybe they can move forward.
They actually got rid of their trainers. So they're little by little, they're inching towards the important positions.
Trainers.
The trainers went down.
Wow.
Bill Sheridan and Dunn, they fired the trainers because they said too many pitching arms were going down. I don't know.
This has to be a violation. A couple weeks ago, I go into a supermarket. All the cashiers were wearing Eagles jerseys, but this one was wearing a Steelers jersey. Oh, and to that Steeler fan, how do you like your Steelers 1-4 now? Season's done.
You can't force a Steeler fan to wear an Eagle jersey, right?
Right, but he said it's a cashier, so obviously they're wearing their football stuff. What she should do that day is just wear her regular uniform.
Yeah, she shouldn't wear a jersey.
Right. If don't you have to wear Eagles.
But then you're censoring, you know, it's freedom of choice here. You're censoring your employees.
No, she's allowed. She should just get on her own. No, wear my uniform. Let's not go try to do this.
No, you can wear it, but you're back down with the, you're back behind where the meats are. You know?
With the corner,
right.
Yeah.
You're going to start, you know, butchering some sides of beef.
You know, Harp and Haas, we don't need you showing up at any Eagle home games. I mean, Harp, you look like Michael J. Fox in Teen Wolf.
I mean, what's next? Gabe Kapler is going to show up at the Eagles-Patriots game? We don't need to finish 8-8. Please, stay away.
Dave is without question one of the strangest men I've ever known. Seriously. Like, of all guys that he has a beef with, is Harbor going to a game? Come on, Dave. We got to talk. Close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Soundar. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. You got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are they?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that was sound off. You know the number. Here is a big night on 97.5 The Fanatic and also NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll have Devon Gibbons lead you right into the Sixers basketball broadcast right here. And on TV, quick slants right into Sixers basketball. So stay tuned. Big night. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Have a great rest of the night, and we'll see you tomorrow.